Mrs. Humphrey and I want to... Mrs. Humphrey and I are deeply grateful to the people of this area for their support and cooperation during these difficult and hard-working months of the summer and fall leading up to the campaign and election. We want to thank you for your vote of confidence and your vote of support. It's wonderful to have a victory, but after the victory comes, then you keep reminding yourself what it was for. This was not a victory against anybody, nor do I consider that the vote that I received was a vote against anybody or anything. It was a vote for not only the candidate, that is myself, but more importantly, a vote for progress at home here in Minnesota and throughout our country. I tried to conduct a campaign that was devoid of any personal reference to my opponent. I tried to conduct a campaign which I hope appealed to the better instincts of all of us. I look upon the results of the election as a mandate to try to move ahead to be helpful to the state of Minnesota and to our nation. Our country must eliminate from its attitude and its social atmosphere any feeling of recrimination or bitterness or hatred or division. What we need together, what we need now is a pulling together of our resources and of our people. We need to think about what needs to be done, not only the things that have gone undone, but more importantly, what needs to be done to build a better state and a better country. We have a beautiful Minnesota. I have said many times that I've had a love affair with this state, and I mean it very frankly and sincerely. I've traveled thousands of miles in our wonderful state again this year. How I wish that many of you could have traveled with me by plane and helicopter and car as we were able to see the magnificence of our communities, the beauty of the fields. I'm so proud of our farm people and the way they take care of the land and of their properties. And I'm so, I think, justly proud of our city leaders, the people in our communities that are constantly trying to improve the quality of life and the appearance of our communities. I've seen so many wonderful new schools and new civic centers and new parks and new homes and many new businesses, particularly small industrial establishments out throughout our state. I have witnessed, above all, the health and the charm and the beauty of our children. Oh, it was so wonderful to go to these civic and community celebrations this summer and fall, to see these marching bands of our young people, and to know that they represented the future of this state and this nation. Let me tell you, they give you a sense of confidence, and they surely were like tonic for me. They lifted my spirits and made me realize that there is so much yet that can be done in America, and there are so many wonderful people to do whatever needs to be done. My plea to all of you is to have faith in the future and to have faith in our young people. They really are a magnificent group of youngsters. This is a wonderful generation. And I think I know. I've been a teacher with them, I've worked with them, and in my own campaign I had so many hundreds and thousands of them helping me. So to the parents of these wonderful young people, I say you ought to be proud of them, and you ought to feel a sense of achievement and of happiness. Well, I learned a great deal in the campaign. I learned so much about our state, its needs, its potentiality, and I hope to go back now to Washington to represent all of you, Republicans, Democrat, farmer laborites, independents, whoever you may be. We can be proud of our political affiliation, and we should. We ought to have a good, strong two-party system. We ought to have the openness of competition, which compels people to refine their ideas and to improve their thinking and proposals. But let's remember that we have much in common, that the struggle in America is not really between Republicans and Democrats. It's between that little handful of noisy, angry, bitter people, revolutionaries, radicals, militants that would destroy what we have, and the rest of us who would like to protect it and improve it. Let me just repeat that. The struggle in our country is not between the independent voter, the Republican, and the Democrat. Oh, we disagree on some things. We disagree on methods at times, approaches, and tactics, but we agree on fundamentals. We agree upon the worthwhileness of our system. We agree upon our political structure. We agree upon the kind of free enterprise, private system of economy that we like to have. The struggle is between a handful who would destroy what we have and the rest of us who want to protect it, but more importantly, make it better. I have a slogan for myself. Each day, I want to do better, be better, and help make America better. I think if we can do that, we'll accomplish great things in the days ahead. So my thanks now on behalf of Muriel, my wife, myself, and my family, to all of you that helped us in the campaign. My thanks to also to those of you that felt otherwise, that you couldn't give me your vote. You did what you did in good conscience. We can't expect people to always agree upon everything. The important thing now is that once that the election is over, let's join hands in common cause as much as we can, at least. And let's try to make this a better community wherever we may be. Now, don't you hesitate to call me, to write to me, to ask me if I can be of help, to ask me to do so. I am a public servant. I enter public life once again only to serve. And that's what I want you to understand. I want to thank this radio station for its public service. What would we do in this country of ours without this wonderful electronic communication called radio, yes, and television? But our radio programs and radio stations are so much a part now of our community life. They do so much for all of us in weather reporting and telling about the news of our localities and bringing to our attention community events, the events of our schools and churches and clubs. They're so helpful to our farmers in so many ways in the field of education and cultural and recreational activities and in politics. I think the radio stations of Minnesota did a magnificent job in presenting both sides of the issue, all sides of the issue, as a matter of fact. I think you are to be commended, and I would hope that there was some kind of a citation that we might give you. So my citation is, thank you for a job well done. You've served the public interest, and you've served it faithfully and with great distinction and honor.